It's a man after my own heart.
In France, they normally put just one piece inside or two pieces inside. I put three or four pieces inside. So fold that over and then we fold another one in there. Ideally, you want the thickness just a little bit smaller because that's going to melt quite a lot. And then fold that over like that. So what you're looking for is the seam to be in the middle. Right, so that's not in the middle. Can you see that's not in the middle? What I do is I just literally just take that and push it down until it is in the middle. Right, so like that. Okay. And then those go on the tray. Okay. So we're going to put three and two in the middle, and another three and two in the middle. So we can have a few people on this side as well having a go at punch and pull up.
Emmanuel, we've made the dough for the croissant, but there's not just croissant that we're making here. We're making several other things. So this base for the croissant makes, what else does it make?
Well, you can do any kinds of danishes, croissant, pain au chocolat, pain raisin. You can do all sorts of different kinds of danishes with it. It's just a very adaptable kind of dough. Probably in Denmark, what they'll do is they'll do different doughs with different kinds of danishes, but I would say this, normally in the bakeries here in this country, we'll have one dough and they use it for all of them. So
the pain raisin, that has a crème pâtisserie in it.
Yep.
And is that something that is fairly easy to make?
Very simple to make. It's just like making normal custard, and what you're looking for is not such a sweet custard, because you've got the raisins inside, and it's also going to be glaze on top. So it's just a normal basic. It's not like creme anglaise, which is just with eggs. So it's going to have a thickening agent inside there and eggs inside there as well.
Fantastic. So I think we've got a table here, and there are about 8 or 10 people all happily making pain au chocolat. It's fantastic to watch.
Right, guys, remember what you just ate on a tray. Right, the key thing to remember...